Hi all. Today we are going to discuss about mutual funds in this episode. Alright, so what are mutual funds? Mutual funds is the money of the investors, right? It's the money pooled in by the large number of investors which makes the mutual funds, right? You might have heard about NPS, right? National Pension Scheme. In it, it's like it's a bit similar to that, right? As like NPS, these funds are managed by professional fund managers, right? It is basically a trust, you can say it's a trust that collects money from a number of investors, from a large number of investors who has a common investment objective, right? So like it's like the investors are giving their money to the fund managers and they are making their money invest into different money market instruments, right? You can say it's in equities, bonds, money market instruments or other kind of securities, right? And the income generated from all these instruments is collectively distributed and like proportionately distributed among the investors after the deductions of certain expenses, like by calculating the net asset values and all. The certain amount is just added to the credited to the account of the investors. All right, and now you might want to know like what are the different kinds of mutual funds. So I'll be brief in each and everything. So I'll be discussing about the different kinds of mutual funds, right? There are basically three types of mutual funds, right? Telling you in short, like what are these three types of mutual funds. First one is the equity funds, right? Being short, in equity funds, your money is invested in the shares of companies, like large companies, right? Which have like a growth post perspective for a long term. There your money is invested. But the factors are, right, but the catch to it is, it gives you higher returns, right, along with the higher risk, but in a long run. So which means here your investment is in long run, right, for it's a long term investment. All right, second that comes is debt funds. Here your money is invested in government bonds, securities, and you can say in the money market instruments, right? So we'll be discussing all these things in our second episode, like what are money market instruments and what are government securities, what is equity, right? So here the income is fixed, right? You will be getting fixed income, and the risk is pretty much lesser than the equity or growth funds. Right, here the factor is this. The last that comes is a hybrid funds. You can say it's a combination of both equity and fixed income funds, right, or debt funds, right, or bonds. It has different names, right, but the thing is simple. In it there are fixed returns and higher that risk, right? And in hybrid funds, it has a good growth potential as your investment is in both equity and as well as debt. All right, now I'll give you a brief about each of these three types of mutual funds, right? So the first one, as I told you, equity, it has another name, equity or growth fund, right? So the investment is predominantly into equity, right? That means the shares of the companies. This basically has the potential to generate higher returns and are best, as I told you, it's best in the long run, right? It's a kind of long-term investment. Okay, let's say in the large capital firm, right? Large capital means your investment is made in the company shares, right? The company which has the potential or which has the large capital and which the fund managers think has a long run, will be working for a long run, right? There your shares are there your money is invested. Second that comes is the middle level capital firm, right? Here the money is invested into mid-sized companies. Third that comes is small capital firm. Here the investment is done into small size companies, right? And the fourth that comes is it's multi-capital, which means the investment is kind of mixed type of, right? Which means large as well as small and mid-size companies. Okay, all right. This is about the equity fund, right? Now we'll be talking about fixed income funds or debt funds or liquid funds or bonds, right? As I told you, it is different names, but the concept is same. All right. So here the investment is done on fixed income securities. And what are fixed income securities? Fixed income securities, under it comes a government securities, bonds, right? Commercial papers, debentures, bank certificates of deposit, money market instruments, treasury bills, commercial paper, etc., etc., and many more, right? So you have to stay tuned for my next episode in order to get what all are these things, right? What all are these instruments? What all are these securities, right? I'll be telling you in brief about each and everything, right? And mutual funds is a vast topic. I can't cover it in a single episode. I'll be continuing this for 2-3 more episodes. So stay tuned for this, all right? So we were talking about fixed income funds. In fixed income funds, the second point that comes is it's relatively safer and suitable for income generation, and it's short term, right? Somewhat example of these funds are, as I told you, liquid fund, short term funds, floating corporate debt, dynamic bond, right? These are few examples of the this liquid debt, right? Or fixed income fund. The third is the hybrid funds. As I told you, the investment is made in both equity and fixed income funds, right? And this, I bet you, like, this offers the best of both growth potential and income generation. Okay, what comes under it is, I'll tell you, aggressive balance funds, conservative balance funds, pension plans, monthly income plans, child plans, right? Child education plans. So these are a few of the examples of hybrid funds. All right. So, sorry. So guys, this is about the episode of mutual funds. I told you the basics of mutual funds. And in the second episode of this, I'll be briefing some Q&As regarding mutual funds. Right. So stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you so much.
Hi guys. As discussed in the previous episode, like, I'll be coming up with a Q&A session for the mutual funds. All right. So I'm back with the third episode of my podcast regarding the Q&A session for mutual funds. All right. So the first question about mutual funds is when should you be starting investing in mutual funds? Right. With this question, I remember a beautiful Chinese proverb, which says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is right now. Alright, I'll simplify it for you. If you thought of planting a tree 20 years ago, that would have given you fruits right now. Alright, not fruits, it would have been a grown up tree. Alright, but as you thought of planting a tree right now, so that's also great. All right, that's also great. Same is the case with mutual funds. All right, so I would say there is no minimum age where one can start investing in mutual funds. The moment one starts earning and saving, one can start investing in mutual funds. All right, and even kids can invest in mutual fund. You can say the savings made by the kids through at time of occasions, say birthdays or anything else, a small savings made by them can be invested in mutual funds. Amount doesn't matter, whether it's a small amount, you can invest in mutual funds. Alright, and as discussed in earlier episode, in the previous episode of mutual funds, there are various schemes to be suitable for investing in mutual funds, right? For different purpose, for long term, we can go for equity. For short term and safety and regular income, we can go for liquid debt, or as I said, fixed income bonds. All right, and someone who have a good growth potential can go for hybrid funds. All right, in which both equity and liquid debts is covered. Okay, so we are up with next question, which says, do we need a bank account to invest in mutual funds? Yeah, So if you're wondering like about how to invest in mutual fund, right, the key point to remember is like you need, like it's mandatory to have a bank account, right, in any kind of bank with all your KYC and PAN, Aadhaar linked to it, all right. And with that I mean like if like that's your money, right, you are earning, right, so you're giving it to an investor to invest your money in different kind of securities. So what you also want to track the performance of your fund manager. So how will you do it, right, if you don't have any kind of bank account or anything linked with it? How would anything it should ping up in your mind, it should ping up in your phone or anything you're connected with, right? There should be a connection where you could be in, like you could be connected to your fund managers, you could track its performance, all right? So therefore these things are necessary, like you should have a particular bank account with the KYC, with the PAN and Aadhaar, anything, any of the two linked with it, all right, to track the performance of your fund managers and to save yourself from your money get like into these kind of some black activities like money laundering and anything, any such purpose by your investors, all right. And it's not compulsory, like you should have a saving account, you can have a current account or any kind of account, all right. So with this we ended up the second questions, and third questions is mutual funds ideal for short-term or long-term investment? Look, with this question, I remember like I discussed in brief the three of our points which investment we can do in short-term, which is for long-term, all right? So look, it depends on one's investment goals, right? And as mutual funds, it's a time-driven process, all right? And there are various schemes suitable for it in long-term basis as well as short-term basis. For long-term basis, it's equity-oriented mutual funds. Look, so you can say the tenure is 5 years and above, all right? The second that comes is the fixed income-oriented mutual funds. In it, there are three types. You can say the investment could be in liquid funds. It's for short-term, say less than 1 year, right? The second is short-term bonds. It's for medium-term, medium period, say 1 to 3 years. The third is long term, means the duration is longer, say 3 years or more, three years or more, all right. But yeah, comparison is there between equity and fixed income oriented mutual funds, right? Where the in equity the growth is higher as well as the risk is also higher, but in fixed income the income is fixed and the risk is also lesser, all right. Yeah. So the fourth and last question of today's session, which I'll be taking is mutual fund doesn't get to, like the money in the mutual fund gets blocked or is it invested, right? And now with this question, I will tell you two important facts, all right? In mutual funds, your money is yours, right? But it's managed by the fund managers, all right? So it simply says like it's your money managed by the fund managers, means it's invested, it doesn't get locked, all right? So, and the money is easily accessible, all right? So at any time you can access for withdrawal, right? It can be partially or entirely, all right? What you have to do is you have to give standing orders to your mutual fund company, right, to transfer certain amount to your bank account, all right, on a specified date of every month or quarterly as you choose. So mutual funds give you this leverage also, all right? Yeah. So and mutual funds have stock pricing also, which are kept by your expert fund managers, and we need to keep a track of their performance. As I told you before, how could you keep the track of your fund managers, right? So these are few of the questions which I took related to the mutual funds, and which are the basic questions which every person has a doubt about, all right? So we'll be discussing further more things in vast about mutual funds in our other episodes, all right? So stay tuned for my next episode, in which we will be taking queries about all the money market instruments. What all are these? What is liquid debt? What is government securities? What is bonds, right? We'll be discussing each and everything in brief, all right? I'll be giving you a description so that before investing, you should have a proper knowledge about it. So by this, I'm ending of the episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you.
Hi guys, as discussed in the previous episode, like I'll be coming up with a Q&A session for the mutual funds. Alright, so I'm back with the third episode of my podcast regarding the Q&A session for mutual funds. Alright, so the first question about mutual funds is like, when should you be starting investing in mutual funds? Right? With this question, I remember a beautiful Chinese proverb which says the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago and the second best time is right now. Right? I'll simplify it for you. Like, if you thought of planting a tree 20 years ago, that would have given you fruits right now. Alright? Not fruits, yeah, it would have been a grown up tree. Alright? But as you thought of planting a tree right now, so that's also great. Alright? That's also great. Same is the case with mutual funds. Alright? So I would say, like, there is no minimum age where one can start investing in mutual funds. The moment one starts earning and saving, one can start investing in mutual funds, right? And you know what, even kids can invest in mutual fund. Like how, right? You can say like the savings made by the kids through at time of occasions, say birthdays or anything else, small savings made by them can be invested in mutual funds. Amount doesn't matter, whether it's a small amount, yeah, you can invest in mutual funds. Alright? Yeah. And as discussed in earlier episode, like in the previous episode of mutual funds, there are various schemes to be suitable for investing in mutual funds, right? For different purpose. Like for long term, we can go for equity. For short term and safety and regular income, we can go for liquid debt or, as I said, fixed income bonds. Alright? And someone who wants to have a good growth potential can go for hybrid funds, alright, in which both equity and liquid debts is covered. Okay, so we are up with next question, which says, do we need a bank account to invest in mutual funds? Yeah, so if you're wondering like about how to invest in mutual fund, right, the key point to remember is like it's mandatory to have a bank account, right, in any kind of bank with all your KYC and PAN, Aadhaar linked to it. Alright, and with that I mean like if that's your money, right, you are earning, right, so you're giving it to an investor to invest your money in different kind of securities. So what you want to track the performance of your fund manager. So how will you do it, right? If you don't have any kind of bank account or anything linked with it, it should ping up in your phone or anything you are connected with, right? There should be a connection where you could be in, like you could be connected to your fund managers. You could track its performance. All right. So therefore, these things are necessary. Like you should have a particular bank account with the KYC, with the PAN and Aadhaar, any of the two linked with it. Alright, to track the performance of your fund managers and to save yourself from your money get like into these kind of some black activities like money laundering and anything, any such purpose by your investors. Alright. And it's not compulsory, like you should have a saving account, you can have a current account or any kind of account. Alright, so with this we ended up the second questions, and third questions is mutual funds ideal for short term or long term investment? Look, with this question I remember like I discussed in brief the three of our points which investment we can do in short term, which is for long term. Alright, so look, it depends on one's investment goals, right? And as mutual funds, it's a time driven process, alright? And there are various schemes suitable for it in long term basis as well as short term basis. For long term basis, it's equity oriented mutual funds. Look, so you can say the tenure is 5 years and above, alright? The second that comes is the fixed income oriented mutual funds. In it, there are three types. You can say the investment could be in liquid funds,
it's for short term, say less than 1 year, right? The second is short term bonds. It's for medium term, medium period, say 1 to 3 years. The third is long term, means the duration is longer, say 3 years or more, three years or more, all right? But yeah, comparison is there between equity and fixed income oriented mutual funds, right? Where the in equity, the growth is higher as well as the risk is also higher, but in fixed income, the income is fixed and the risk is also lesser. All right, yeah. So the fourth and last question of today's session, which I'll be taking, is mutual fund doesn't get to, like the money in the mutual fund gets blocked or is it invested, right? And now with this question, I will tell you two important facts. All right. In mutual funds, your money is yours, right? But it's managed by the fund managers, all right? So it simply says like it's your money managed by the fund managers, means it's invested. It doesn't get locked, all right? So, and the money is easily accessible, all right? So at any time you can access for withdrawal, right? It can be partially or entirely. Alright, what you have to do is you have to give standing orders to your mutual fund company, right, to transfer certain amount to your bank account, alright, on a specified date of every month or quarterly as you choose. So mutual funds give you this leverage also, alright, yeah. So and mutual funds have stock pricing also, which are kept by your expert fund managers, and we need to keep a track of their performance. As I told you before, how could you keep the track of your fund managers, right? So these are few of the questions which I took related to the mutual funds, and which are the basic questions which every person has a doubt about. All right. So we'll be discussing further more things in vast about mutual funds in our other episodes. All right. So stay tuned for my next episode, in which we will be taking queries about all the money market instruments. What all are these? What is liquid debt? What is government securities? What is bonds? Right. We'll be discussing each and everything in brief. All right. I'll be giving you a description so that before investing, you should have a proper knowledge about it. So by this, I'm ending of the episode. Stay tuned for the next episode. Thank you.